The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I was a single mom for a lot of years before I met DJ Automatic. It was very tough. Had some struggle relationships, I guess that's how I would say. Anthony, you were raised by a strong single mother.
Yes.
As well. Shout out to Doris. I never knew my father at all, but I was lucky to have my grandmother, my Theo Frankie, my mother in the picture to help me get strong. And I thought about my good friend Carol, who has done such a great job raising her son. Carol, what are some of those keys to being a successful single parent?
You know what? It definitely was hard when you're a single mom and you have a boy. I give props to all the people that have two parents, you know, because it's hard enough having two parents. And, you know, it's different from raising a girl.
Because you're a woman and it's different, right? You're like, I didn't go through all this. I get it.
Yeah, exactly. So it's a learning curve, you know. So it's just making sure all that was good and that he didn't miss out on things that other young men had, making sure I took him fishing and I did all the sports things, you know, and sacrificed a lot of time. But I'll tell you, I would have never been able to do it without my parents, my younger sister, and friends. I had a lot of friends that helped, you know, a lot of men in my life that were very close to me and stuff.
Your support system.
You know, yeah, definitely a support system. Both my parents, like, they raised me to be a strong individual, and I kind of pass it on to them. And I didn't want him to be another statistic.
I have a tough question. Where was his father?
Nowhere in the picture.
Okay. Didn't
want to
be?
Anything to do with him.
Oh my gosh.
Didn't want to have anything to do with him. He's never met him, and that was his choice. I was never the mom to talk bad about him. I didn't fight him for more money in court. Probably like 6 when I finally got child support, continued till he was 18. And the moment he did, it was done. And I was okay with that. I never made that money part of me surviving as a parent to him. It's hard that you do have to depend on that. And thankfully, I didn't have to.
You didn't have to rely on it to live because you knew that it might not be something that you could, because obviously the person who contributed to his life didn't want to be a part of his life. How does feel about that today?
He at one point was going to meet him, but his dad decided to back out. He's married and got his own other children. She feels like he doesn't have to have anything to do with Matt, and that's their choice. I still put it on him because he's the dad, and
exactly.
Just like whatever.
And how does treat his girlfriend now? Is he a good man? Did you teach him to be a complete opposite of his father?
He is such a good boyfriend. I swear, he's so good. He remembers everything as far as anniversaries and special days. When she's having a hard day, he'll come home from work and have flowers for her. He's not perfect because nobody's perfect. Having a lot of important women, me and my mom and my younger sister in his life, really taught him how he needed to treat someone.
The beauty of being raised by strong women is that you want a strong woman in your life, and you're going to appreciate that woman.
If there's any young mom out there right now, you know, and she's kind of finding herself in a situation where
single
she might
mothers.
Be on her own, do you have any piece of advice or anything you would tell?
It gets tough. You're going to feel like at one point, more than one time, feel like, what am I doing wrong? Or am I doing it right?
Or I can't do this. Sometimes I would feel like I can't do this, but you can.
You can. And you just have to just live every day and just say, it's worth it. It's worth it. It's worth it. Because when your kids get older, no matter what the situation, whether it be a good situation with their dad or bad, your kids are going to grow up to be good individuals because you raised them right. They will see the hard work that you put into it. And they're going to be hard workers and they're going to be good people. And they're going to treat other people with respect.
That's one of the most rewarding things as a single mom, knowing that my 3 girls are going to be and are incredible people. Strong, respectful, you know, good earners. They contribute to society and all of that.
I think that's what every parent wants. But
absolutely.
When you have to do it by yourself, it makes it that much harder.
It does.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
In food news today, DJ Automatic's going to tell us we can get free donuts.
Oh,
it's donut day.
Yes.
All right, let's talk about it on Friday. Hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show is good. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. the Burnt Tortilla.
Ladies, very special hashtag. Turn the radio up. There's a new type of birth control for men. It should be ready for use within the next 12 months. The medication was developed by the National Institutes of Health. Guys just got to rub it on their shoulders. And within 4 to 15 weeks, you stop producing
rubbing
sperm.
What on my shoulders?
It's like a gel.
It's like a gel.
Oh. I thought you put it on your hair.
No, on your shoulders. And within 4 to 15 weeks, you stop producing sperm. That's it. You can no longer impregnate a woman, but you can still have sexy time. But do it safely.
That literally sounds like the beginning of Planet of the Apes.
I was going to say, when something starts growing out of your shoulder, we know what it was from.
Nothing is growing out of your shoulder, and it's about time you guys take some responsibility when it comes to the
really
child
think
reproductive.
Think you can rely on men to do birth control?
Good for women to understand. start be on this side of the table, it's like, you're going to trust me to be like, don't worry, baby, I put my cream on it.
No. There's a lot more babies out there.
I probably won't trust a man. You're absolutely right. All right. Food news, DJ Automatic.
Free donut day. It's National Donut Day. So Dunkin' Donuts has a free donut if you buy a drink. And okay. Then Krispy Kreme, they're just doing it right. You just got to pull up and they got a free donut
Let's
for
go.
You.
You just go inside?
Yep. You just got to go inside and go get yourself a donut.
Okay. What about local spots? Tag us now, Dana Cortez Show. Where's your favorite local donut place? I bet they're doing something good. National Day, Anthony A.
All right. We also have National Chocolate Ice Cream Day. So, you know, it's a good day for some
donuts
gluttony.
And ice cream.
My husband here, DJ Automatic, will put a gallon of ice cream down, chocolate ice cream
breakfast
down.
Breakfast of champions.
And we'll wrap it up on National VCR Day, which...
How do you explain to a young person what a VHS tape is?
Oh, it's just on demand. That's what it is. Instead of searching it, you got to go walk over to your little cabinet or wherever you keep your VHS and put it in your VHS player.
In their mind, Automatic, they've never seen a tape, a cassette tape. They don't know what film is.
Yeah, right.
It's, like, how do you tell them you used to get this big chunky plastic thing?
It's like a giant Roku stick. I don't know how to like describe it, dog.
I bet there's somebody listening right now that has no idea what a VHS tape looks like.
That's a good way to describe it, the Roku stick, because you have to put it in the side of your computer. Instead, you have like a separate box that you stick the big Roku stick inside of.
Just don't forget, be kind and rewind.
Or pay a fee.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Earlier today, we were talking about really good parents. Myself, Dana Cortez, along with my husband, DJ Automatic, and our BFF over here, Anthony.
Are you calling us really good parents?
I think I'm an okay parent. I've gotten better in time. I had my daughter Kirsten at 15. Not the greatest parent. And then I had my other daughter Stasia very young as well. Being a little bit older when I had Ava Maddox, or not necessarily older, just of legal age to have a child, I would say I've done a much better job. You have to, as a parent, understand that each child must fail.
Yes.
At multiple things for them to grow so that later in life they have the skill set to maneuver through problems without mommy and daddy coming to the rescue.
Yes, people have to figure that out on their own. I will say, Dana, as your homie, I have witnessed you. You're very good at letting your kids figure it out on their own.
Oh, gotta
but
be.
At the same time, being compassionate through the whole situation.
Of course.
If that's what you want to call it, compassion.
Yeah. I love you.
From my perspective, can't I'm pretty
you.
Sure everybody else better get it all.
Oh, recently our daughter was, she don't even come to me. This is how they know. Ava Matic comes to DJ Automatic here about some tickets that she bought with her own money.
And she way overpaid for them. And then she decided that she didn't want to go because it was too expensive. She just couldn't afford to spend that kind of money on a concert. And she was like, Dad, sell them for me. And I was like, I'm not in the business of selling tickets. I'm
we
in the business of giving them away. So that's not something I can help you with. Figure it out.
There it is.
She
figured
them.
It out.
She sold
there
the tickets. She figured dog. It out.
Hell yeah. That's beautiful. Last time my mom told me to figure it out, or not the last time, but one of the most memorable times, I am notorious for running out of gas. Not anymore since I've been further into adulthood. But one time my mom was just finally fed up. And I was like, Mom, I ran out of gas. I was on the other side of town. And she goes, you know what? You figure it out. Our town
did you
is
figure
not,
it
I
out?
Our town's not that big. And I did. I called all my friends. Eventually, I got my friend Gabe. Shout out to my good friend Gabe.
Yeah.
He came through with a gallon of gas.
But. Dude, my figure it out moment was when I got kicked out of another school. I had to go to a school that was across the city. And my dad was like, figure it out. Figure out how you're going to get to school. So I would take the city bus every morning to across the city to the other school. Then my friend Ross got his car and was able to drive and transfer schools to my school.
Let's go.
Guess what? Shout out to Ross to this day.
Yeah. Shout out to those moral lessons on our good best friends.
For real. The last time I remember one of the most memorable moments of my mom saying figure it out is when I had my daughter Kirsten at 15. Full circle. Figure it out.
Yeah.
And I did.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.